Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ateria. How can I assist you today?
Yes, this is Mary Hawkins. I had just called you about 30 minutes ago. Somehow I had wanted to cancel this because I thought it was something else, but it what do you need to look? You can find out what I did. I'm going to deal with that dispute. What can I do to get my money back?
Can I get your zip code, please?
27544.
27544. Can you verify your first and last name?
Mary Hawkins.
And Miss Mary, I just need you to verify your shipping address.
545 Julie Knight Road in Kittrell, NC, 27544.
Thank you. I'll be right with you. And you say you disputed the charges?
Yeah, but I called them back, and they hadn't done anything, so I told them cancel. But it's how did I get my money refunded back to my account? Because I had called you all when I realized they had taken $59 out of my account.
Okay.
I had canceled it, and I want to refund it back to my account.
You canceled the dispute?
No, that, and also I canceled that whatever this thing was, Edmonton Group. I didn't read the fine lining. I thought it was something else that cost $5 before. Next thing I know, it was $59 taken out of my account.
Okay.
It was a vacuum or something.
So what happened was you entered a contest to win something, and it enrolled you in the Bites app. But instead of making it $59, I could do $20 a month.
No, I don't want anything, ma'am. I cancel anything. I made a mistake, and I just want to get out there completely. I don't want anything.
Well, ma'am, I won't be able to refund you that because it has been over a week, but I can get you a percentage back.
How much percentage you can give me back?
I could start with the 35%.
So how much is that?
I'll take a look for you. $59.89. It'll be $17.97.
No, man. They ain't worth it. I just gotta call the bank to tell them continue because they don't make any sense.
Well, unfortunately, upon a dispute of charge, they must do an investigation where we provide the terms and a condition provided. It's a valid charge. If any of these, you know, reason you lose your dispute and you lose your refund, our offer will be void. It will be refunded to you with no problems. But, you know, once you do a dispute, they're going to give us a call and they're going to do an investigation. And we're going to provide them with the terms and the conditions that you agreed to.
Okay, I called them. They can't even find a dispute. She can't even find nothing on file. So I don't know what the woman did.
I mean, what about a 50% refund? That'll be $29.95.
That sounds better. That would be the fun. I tell you, I ain't going to mess with nothing else on the bag on the computer.
Okay, $29.95.
You think you're getting something, then you sound like you got to read every little fine point.
Yeah. Okay, I refunded that $29.95 successfully, and now I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled where you can no longer be billed anymore.
Yeah, they had supposed to cancel a long time ago. I called that first day when I saw that $59. I called immediate because I called my bank.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was already canceled. I just tried to do it again. It was canceled, but you never got the refund back.
That's correct. All
right, so let me just.
Yeah, when I saw that $59 hit that account, I called my because I didn't have the phone number, so I called the my credit union. They the one gave me your phone number.
Okay, so ma'am, I'm just looking at these notes and I do see where you already have been calling in, and I think I had you before because my name is up under your account.
Yeah, you sound familiar.
And yeah, and the reason why we didn't refund it is because of the dispute. Now, I'm just going to let you know that if that dispute has not been taken off, you're going to have to turn around to pay. You're going to have to pay the bank, and you're going to have to pay us back.
I tried to call them a little while ago, and the woman said she can't find a dispute, and she was trying to do a dispute. I said, ma'am, it's already. She said she couldn't find it. Well, I'm going to call the credit union back again after you do this again to make sure.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. I have everything done for you.
Now you're going to refund that back to my account. I'm going to call the credit union again because it's taking so long to get through. I talked to him, and then she told me something. I need to call the car service. Okay, I'll call the credit union and tell them to count it in to make sure it counts it completely.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.